Director General, President and Vice Presidents of the Assembly, Honourable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Australia welcomes the theme of this year's General Discussion on the link between climate and health. Australia's unique geography lends itself to extreme conditions, including drought, flood, storms and bushfires. Most recently, Australia has experienced the 2009 Victorian bushfires with its horrendous loss of life, the 2013 Blue Mountain bushfires, the 2011 Queensland floods and Tropical Cyclone Yasi, as well as the current drought across the states of Queensland and New South Wales. Evidence shows us that these kinds of events can have a range of significant effects on the health of people in their paths. Our approach to dealing with these situations is practical. In light of the pattern of extreme weather events in Australia, we have established systems to plan for and deal with potential health emergencies, such as increased injuries and fatalities as a result of flooding, bushfires and rainstorms, and increased heat-related illnesses and mortality. Overall, Australia's jurisdictional health systems are in a good state of readiness to respond to local severe weather events, including weather-related public health emergencies. All jurisdictions in Australia have in place well-tested and practiced emergency response processes to quickly respond to local short-term events. The need for health systems to be flexible and adaptable in times of crisis and to provide support for affected communities, including continuing access to medical and pharmaceutical services, is imperative. Australia is able to quickly implement well-practiced responses to ensure members of communities affected by severe weather events who have lost their identification documentation are still able to access necessary services. For example, affected persons can access emergency supplies of pharmaceuticals without prescriptions. The Health Ministry also monitors pharmaceutical supply arrangements in affected areas to ensure that patient access to essential medicines can continue during an emergency. Existing plans in place across Australian governments for responding to health emergencies and communicable disease outbreaks are adaptable for use in response to climate change effects. Particular changes in the incidence of disease, including vector-borne disease, may be difficult to attribute to changes in climate, but we need nonetheless to adapt to novel strains, new seasonal timings, and include new control methods for communicable diseases as they emerge. Despite the challenges Australia faces in relation to dealing with our own climate-related health emergencies, we are ever mindful that we are not alone, that other nations are dealing with equal or even greater challenges. We recognise that health systems in developed countries usually cope with severe weather events. In developing countries where systems are often already overstretched and less robust, severe weather events can have serious consequences. Changes to regional climate patterns may lead to more frequent severe weather impacts such as flooding or drought, which in turn may lead to increased exposure to contaminated water with the attendant risks of cholera and cryptosporidium outbreaks. Australia is committed to its responsibilities as a global citizen. In this regard, Australia is helping developing countries in our region to build disaster-resilient health systems through effective planning, technological innovation, risk management and asset protection. Australia is implementing a number of initiatives to accelerate innovative agricultural practices. By helping our food industry adapt to environmental changes, Australia hopes to help improve regional food security. In conclusion, Australia is proud of its record in ensuring that the health impacts of such weather-related events have been managed well, and that when asked, we've been able to provide assistance to our near neighbours responding to severe weather events. Australia provided humanitarian assistance to the Philippines following Typhoon Haiyan, which affected 15 million people, with more than 4 million people left homeless. This assistance package included a component for the World Health Organization to provide emergency health care and help restore the public health system, particularly in Tacloban. Australia also recently helped the Solomon Islands responding to damaging floods, providing support for immediate humanitarian needs, logistics, transportation and technical assistance. Australia looks forward to continuing to work with our partners to better understand and address the impacts of climate-related factors on health. Thank you.